We're starting in the Caribbean nation of Cuba. Yesterday was the third time that Cuban President Raul Castro and U.S. President Barack Obama met face-to-face since the two sides agreed to normalize relations. It was the first time that a U.S. president visited the island since Calvin Coolidge went there in 1928. President Obama is hoping to influence the Cuban leader to make significant reforms, especially when it comes to issues like human rights and the communist government's control over Cuban businesses. Cuba hasn't moved as quickly to address these issues as the Obama administration had hoped, and President Castro says there are profound differences that would always remain between Cuba and the U.S. But President Obama says the intention is to get the ball rolling, knowing that change wasn't going to happen overnight.
It's the communist-run island just 90 miles off the United States. And for more than 50 years, relations between Cuba and the United States have been chilly at best, until now.
Beginning with the rise to power of Fidel Castro in Cuba, Castro and his bearded troops were joyously acclaimed following his incredible victory over Batista.
1959, Fidel Castro leads an army of thousands into Havana, forcing out the dictator at the time, and becomes the country's new leader. There are high hopes for the young revolutionary, but almost immediately, confrontation begins with the United States. The U.S. places an embargo on Cuba, and soon after breaks off diplomatic relations. Later, the infamous failed U.S. invasion at the Bay of Pigs. The CIA hatches plots to assassinate Castro, hundreds of plots according to the Cubans, and soon the Soviet Union secretly deploys nuclear missiles to Cuba.
To regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States.
The Cuban Missile Crisis lasts just 2 weeks, but Cuba and the United States remained locked in Cold War tensions for decades. In 1980, an exodus as more than 100,000 Cubans come to the United States after Castro loosens restrictions. 2 decades later, another Cuban leaving by boat, 6-year-old Eli Gonzalez. His arrival in the United States sparks custody battles, which Fidel Castro transforms into a propaganda victory. Fidel Castro said he expected to die in power, but in 2006, a mystery illness forces him to step down. His brother Raul takes over, and in 2015 does what many considered to be unthinkable, restores diplomatic relations with Cuba's longtime nemesis, the United States.